Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she went off on an adventure with her friends, and she thought she was following one of her friends and then quickly realized no one in her group had dressed like that. Then he disappeared.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those ghost stories with us because we like to hear them and we like to share them. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. But if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advance episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's with me today. And our friend from the middle of Kansas, from Cherryvale, Kansas, has written back in today.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so this is a story from your neck of the woods.
I love this. Oh, my God. That always is so fun to hear from our Cherryvale friend.
Our Cherryvale
friend. Who doesn't live
there
anymore, but we love.
So this is actually kind of Cherryvale, Coffeyville. There's a little ghost town in there that I've never heard of before.
Well, find out where it is, and I'll drive down there and go look at it.
If you dare.
If I do.
I don't know. There's something about those ghost towns. Remember, like, when we lived in Western Kansas, there was that little town of Jim that all it had in it really was the guy our mom was dating at the time. It was a total creep. But
it was pretty weird.
It was a total creep. But they had that schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much all that was in the house, in the town. But the schoolhouse looked incredibly haunted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, every schoolhouse like that, every abandoned schoolhouse is haunted, haunted, haunted.
Agreed.
Totally.
And a lot of those that were built in the like 1920s era, 30s, with that red brick, even if it's not abandoned, I'm sorry your child is going to a haunted school. Hate to break that to you, but chances are.
So crazy. Because
we were talking about some schools here in Wichita, and some of those schools look just like that with that red brick. Totally haunted.
Yep.
One of the guys I talked to worked in one of them. He told me all kinds of stories.
Well, he needs to call in.
I'm going to have him do that.
And tell us all about it.
So here is the story from our friend in Cherryvale. It says, in 2010, me and my then husband moved to Cherryvale, Kansas. My husband told me of a place in Coffeyville by the river bottom on the, tell me if I'm saying this right, the Virgis River, Virgis River.
Virgis, I think it's Virgis.
V-E-R-G-I-S, Virgis River, that he said was haunted. He told me when they used to farm the area, they would see lights in the woods, and supposedly the area was used for Satan worshiping. And then she put in parentheses, voodoo witchcraft shit.
Well,
this is the voodoo witchcraft lady. The voodoo witchcraft shit lady. And she said, I also heard the same from other people who fished down there. One Saturday, both of us and three friends went on an adventure. Back then, you could drive to the area, but now there's a gate and you would have to walk the mile and a half back there. There were woods to the left and a drop off and fields to the right. We got to the spot where there were old structures, some intact and some falling down. There were concrete structures, small square ones. The area did give me a very weird vibe. I had an older digital camera and was taking some pictures, mostly because it was just neat and all the graffiti. I was taking a picture when my little dog I had brought started growling at one of the buildings. I took several photos of it, and when I looked back, the first couple looked normal. Then there was like a white mist in the shape of a person in the doorway. In the next photo, it was gone. I was the only one in the area at the time and nothing to reflect on it. Another person in our group said they felt weird and wanted to leave, so we all decided to go. We stopped into town for gas and snacks when this one guy says he can get us into La Hunt in Independence. La Hunt is a ghost town in Montgomery County. While most of the site has been reclaimed by nature, the ruins of the United Kansas Portland Cement Company plant, I'll say that again because I didn't say it very well, the United Kansas Portland Cement Company plant can still be seen today.
I bet that's really creepy.
Yeah, it's in the woods along the eastern shore of the Elk City Lake. La Hunt can trace its origins back to 1905 when the United Kansas Portland Cement Company purchased 1,500 acres a few miles northwest of Independence, Kansas, and built a large factory. To accommodate the factory's many workers, the company town was established by the United Kansas Portland Cement Company. Today, ruins of the cement plant still remain in the woods off County Road 5000. Most prominent is the factory's long-abandoned smokestack, which rises above the tree line. According to Legends of America, while trees and weeds try to choke out where the town's cement plant once stood, the walls, ovens, and giant smokestack of the factory are still remarkably intact. Ruins of old houses, as well as the settlement's cemetery, are also present, but they have largely been reclaimed by nature. There are several ghost stories, like a man that's supposed to be in the wall and a little girl who was killed. So we headed to La Hunt. Seeing the smokestack in the distance was always cool. We parked on a dirt road and prepared to walk in. It took a while to arrive at the first ruins. It was massive concrete walls. I was busy taking pictures and just looking around, not rushing, and some of the others had been there multiple times and could have cared less. I had stopped and I was looking, but didn't notice everyone else walked off and left me alone. When I looked around, no one was there. I called out, but no one answered, so I trekked off in the direction I thought they went. I saw someone in a blue jacket up ahead, so I started following them. We walked a little bit, and this person was just enough ahead where I couldn't see them clearly. After following this person for about a minute or two, it dawned on me none of us were wearing jackets, let alone dark blue work-type pants. At this point, I was still following this person, and they turned a corner, went around a pillar, and then disappeared. I was never scared or anything. It was just a really cool interaction. I believe it was a worker just going about his shift. I found the group and told them what I saw, and they were mad because in all the times they had been there, nothing happened to them. As a side note, La Hunt is closed off, and I've heard the company that now owns it is tearing it down, and the last time I was by the lake, the smokestack was still standing. Trespassing is bad, but you could also go to the sheriff's office and ask permission, but not sure anymore. Thanks again for letting me share some of my experiences from living in Cherryvale. Also, I included a few pictures of La Hunt. I have many more stories to share at a later time. And she did send in, I only got one of the pictures, and it's pretty cool. It's a lot of trees, like they were maybe on a hilltop or something, and one of those smokestacks, a cement smokestack, is going straight up.
Can you put that onto the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
And then we could see it.
It's not a creepy picture by any means, but it is cool, and you can tell. It's just, it's abandoned.
Yeah,
and
yeah, so, if she has any extras, maybe she could send them too, and we could post up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. You guys, when you call in, if you do have pictures, if you forward them to us, we could put them up on the homepage to go with it when we read your stories.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think, you know, when you think about they built this factory, they built the town to go with it, which they kind of did back in the early 1900s because no one could work there. You have to build them someplace to stay. Mm-hmm. So they did do company towns, and out there, that's the middle of nowhere, really, especially in the early 1900s. There wouldn't have been a lot around. So yeah. I could see they would have had to build stuff, but then to just kind of walk away and then let nature take over, that would be pretty creepy.
It is pretty creepy for sure. And you don't know what all happened there. Like, how many, you know, they said there was a little cemetery there of people that died. So it was going long enough that you had people that were, that actually thought of it as their permanent hometown. So they started a cemetery.
Well, and that's another thing. When people would die, there would be no place to bury him. You would have had to have started a cemetery.
Yeah, interesting. So, you know, we don't know all that history behind that, like whether there was anything that happened that would particularly have been, you know, a situation that was maybe dubious. Maybe there was some, you know, somebody got hurt, killed, some, you know, murdered there. And, you know, it's a possibility. Well, especially when you're working around that kind of machinery and those sorts of ovens and all that kind of thing that's happening at a cement plant.
Yeah, and then you think in the 1900s, you know, they didn't have the safety protocols that we have today.
No.
They didn't. They're out in the middle of nowhere. They don't got to follow no rules. Who's going to catch them? So, you know, these people might have been working their asses off 16-hour days. And then there's nothing to do or nowhere to go. I mean, it's 1900s. You can't even go home and watch TV.
Right.
It's just it's creepy.
Oh, but I do, you know, but it does sound like she saw somebody that was in the clothes, the uniform, the work clothes of the time and disappeared. And then everybody else was disappointed. Well, like, we've been here and we never saw anything. And they're all kind of mad about it. But, you know, if you're open and sensitive to it, then probably, you know, you can see something. But if not,
well, you know, the one thing I'm thinking about is that she is on her own and this is all overgrown. Like, you can't, there's no trails walking through there, is my guess. There's not a ton of people who probably go hiking in that area. So she could have gotten really turned around and backwards, and maybe this ghostly figure, I'm guessing, was like, you got to help her out.
Well, that's interesting.
You know,
I like that idea.
Because that'd be kind of scary if you can't find your friends and you're out in the middle of a wooded area like that. And when you see the picture, it is just solid trees. Mm-hmm. Kansas is weird. There's parts of Kansas, like the western part of the state, where it is flat and you can see for miles. Not a lot of trees, but on that, the eastern side of the state, there's a lot of trees and rolling hills. So it's very different. So I don't know. That's kind of what I think, that maybe it was like, thought she was a woman in distress and came to help her out.
And, you know, it's interesting too, because we all have that happen where we get stopped, look, get caught up in something, and everybody else has gone on without us. And, you know, usually it's not so far that we can't catch up with them. But, you know, I've had times where I've looked around and I can't see anybody, and your heart stops a little bit and you're like, oh, but she just, you know, did the, oh, there they are, and followed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so real that she just went with them, you know,
interesting.
Until it dawned on her, wait a minute. Oh, that's not one of my people.
So, wait, that's a worker person.
I like your idea that he was kind of helping her.
Thanks, Kathy.
That's a good one. I like that one. I'm going with that.
Okay. We have a call, and this is one of the weirder ghost stories I've heard.
One of the weirder, and you've heard a lot.
I've heard a lot of ghost stories. Over the years. I have been on this show for 5 years now, which doesn't seem possible, but it's 5 years in a little change. And this one is just weird.
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I am or not. But
it's not very long, but it's a weird one. Here you go.
Okay.
Well, how you doing? Hey, my name is Larry. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. When I was a kid, I was living with my grandmama. And my grandmother we was in her bedroom. And my grandmother was laying across her bed, reading the newspaper. And I guess I may have been about 5 years old. And I was on the floor playing with my little cowboys and Indian men. And as I was playing, I know it wasn't anybody at home but my grandmother and I. My brother, sister, they was going to school. They're my older brother and sister, so they was going to school. So it wasn't nobody at home but grandmother and I. So I'm on the floor playing. And I suddenly seen something out the side of my eyes. So I looked up, and it was a little short man standing there with a goat in the doorway of my grandmother's bedroom. And he was so short that he was my height, and I was 5 years old. And he was just staring at me, gave me a dead look. I mean, a dead stare, would not take his eyes off me. And he just looked at me with that goat standing beside him. And it scared me so bad. I screamed, I hollered, and I jumped in the bed with my grandmama. I said, look, mama, look, grandmama. Grandma, look. But she didn't see him. But she had seen him before. But she didn't see him then. So my grandma said that whenever you see a ghost in your house or wherever, if you just say the words, Lord, have mercy, the ghost will have to flee from the house. And I can truly say, she said, Lord, have mercy. And that little man and that goat, that man had a long white beard as well. And it seemed like he had on overalls. And like I said, when she said, Lord, have mercy, he fled from the house. And next thing I know, I seen him outside of the house. He was looking in. And she said, Lord, have mercy again. Then he was across the street looking back over at us. And I will never, ever, ever forget that. And that's the God truth. God truth. Thank you so much for listening to my story. My name is Larry. Like I said, I live in Memphis, Tennessee. And all this happened in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you again. Bye.
Number one, I love his voice. I think he has an amazing voice.
I was going to say that too before you got to me first, but man, what a great voice that you have.
That is the weirdest story. Like, he saw a little man, like he's like a little kid, sees this little man with a long gray beard, overalls, with a goat. What the hell was that?
Okay, I'm a little lost for thoughts here, but a couple things struck me. One is, he said he's a little man, he wasn't even taller than him or something. Is there some particular height that a spirit has to be? You know, people call in and they go, well, it had to have been 8 foot tall, you know? And we think, oh, 8 foot tall. But when you say little short, then everybody goes, oh, well, why couldn't it be?
Because like, if he's really little, the goat's really tiny. So
okay,
he's
so
like,
the goat's little. And so I'm thinking about a goat. Now, the only thing, point of reference I have for goats would be art, because that's what I do. And there are a lot of references throughout history and symbols of the goat and being a symbol of the devil.
Okay.
Whenever you see a goat in ancient artworks or, you know, Baroque or previous to that artworks, usually it's it means the devil.
Then I think it's really crazy. Like, I love the Lord have mercy. I like that. Now, keep that in mind, Kathy. Next time something weird happens where you live, just go, Lord have mercy.
I think that is a good idea.
I will keep that
in my back pocket.
I love that idea. Case. And I say, put your hands up and embrace it and say it like you mean it.
I agree.
I think it's interesting that first grandma says it, that it's the little man and the little goat are in the house, and then they're outside of the house, and then they're across the street. So they just keep moving. That's another part of the story I found really weird. Like, they're still seeing them, you know, now they're across the street.
Yeah. But like I said, goats are demonic. So if you're getting into the demon range, then we do need to, you know, ask for God's help, I think. I don't know where else to go at that point.
But, you know, he's just a little kid. Why is he seeing something demonic? Like, what is that? He's at his grandma's house where he should be safe.
Well, I know, but
what is going on?
He's young and impressionable and open to things. And if there's something in the house, he's probably going to see it for better or worse.
And I just think it's so interesting because I've heard of a lot of shadow people, apparitions, little girls dressed in little white smocks and like all kinds of things like what you think of. You know, there was a lady in a red flowy dress or whatever.
But not a leprechaun with a goat.
No, that's a first one to me. I am not doubting his story one bit, but that is one of the weirdest apparitions I've ever heard of someone seeing.
Yeah.
And I get why that would stick with me too.
And maybe there was just a farmer from that area that died that raised goats. And I don't know, you know, it shows up with a goat.
A little gnomey farmer.
A little leprechaun gnome guy.
Farmer gnome.
Farmer gnome.
I don't know. But I'm telling you, everybody needs to keep that in their back pocket. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in 855-853-4802 or write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. Then if you prefer an ad-free version of the show, you can get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.